Hi there, my name is Emma K. Oland. I'm the YA author of Funeral Girl, coming September 6th from Lerner Kailrota Lab. Funeral Girl tells the story of 16-year-old Georgia Richter, who has an unusually close relationship with death. She has grown up in her family's funeral home and can talk to the ghosts of the dead. When a boy from her grade dies and shows up at her family's funeral home, she wakes him to help him complete his final request. And along the way, he helps her really come to terms with her fears and her anxieties about dying, about mortality that she's always been surrounded by. I had the idea for this book when I was a 16-year-old myself, like Georgia, struggling through really similar fears and anxieties. It was at that point in my life all consuming for me, and I just could not find a way to stop thinking about it. I could not find a way to stop being afraid. And I remember in one particular spiraling moment, I thought, man, you know, it could be worse. I could live in a funeral home, so at least I don't live in a funeral home. And that kind of then sparked an idea, like, oh, hey, what would happen if somebody like me with my anxieties did? So the why for why I wrote this book does really relate to the way it came about, the way the idea came about. I needed it, first and foremost. I needed to, through Georgia's story, find my own solace. And it was extremely cathartic, very therapeutic. It's sometimes a bit triggering to, you know, look face first at your fears. But in Georgia's growth, I grew. And so I realized that others might need that too. I did have to do a lot of research while writing this book because I myself did not grow up in a funeral home. So it was a lot of Googling. It was a lot of reading memoirs, lots of trips to the library. I did actually interview somebody who grew up in a funeral home similar to George's story, and I learned about the realities of that situation. I told them about Funeral Girl and Georgia, and they, you know, helped me along the way with some of those ideas. So I'm very appreciative of that opportunity. I would like to do a quick reading for you from Funeral Girl. I will just do the first paragraph from chapter one, but just to give a little sneak peek. The dead woman's name was Betty. She was 83 when she died from a heart attack alone in the room of her nursing home. There were only 7 people at her funeral, if you included me and the pastor, and I wouldn't exactly say we counted since we were getting paid. Thank you so much. I hope that you enjoy Funeral Girl.
Thank you for listening to the Lerner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.